Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We are celebrating local authors, and joining us in the studio is Helen Orr, and she's written a book for young people, Belinda and the Fairy Lair, Book 1. So there's more to come, I am sure. Helen Orr joins us in the studio. Helen, good morning. Wonderful to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. It's wonderful to see you, too.
Well, congratulations on this book. Now, do I understand this is your first novel, your first book?
It is. I have been writing lots of things over the years, and this is the first one that has gone out to a publisher, and they have picked it up, so I'm really excited.
Well, congratulations on that. What made you take this big leap or big step?
Well, I've always loved writing, and I love reading, and children's literature is definitely something that I love as well. So I thought it would be nice to put that to work and write an adventure story for little ones.
All right.
6 to 8 year olds, I'd say.
6 to 8. Okay, so it's called Belinda and the Fairy Lair, Book 1. Can you tell us in a nutshell what this book's about or where it might be going?
Yes. Well, Belinda and the Fairy Lair, it's about the magic of childhood. A secret knock on an ordinary cliff face reveals a whole other world concealed in our natural surroundings. And Belinda appears ordinary on the outside, but she is a magical witch and kind of a fairy godmother to the fairies in the Fairy Lair. And her good friend, the guardian elf, has his hands full trying to keep the fairies out of trouble. Then along comes George Henry, a boy who lives down the street with his beagle Daisy, and he finds out where the Fairy Lair is. So they're discovered, and that is not good.
So this is book one. I assume there's more books to come.
Yes, actually, I have three little books, and I originally thought maybe they would all be put together, but the publisher just wanted to try out number one, and it kind of sets the scene because you're meeting the characters for the first time, and then the next two books are more of an adventure now that you've met the characters, and they take them on a journey across the ocean to the Caves of Han in Belgium.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yes, but you have to get there first.
So again, book one is now, this book is now available, we should say.
It is. It is available from the publishers, Pegasus Elliott Mackenzie, and it's in Britain. And it's also available on Amazon. And our good friend Bob Newland at Fanfare Books has a few copies and is also taking orders. So you can go in and see Bob and you can order it through him.
Oh, fantastic.
I love to support our local bookstores.
Oh, you bet. That's what it's all about right there. So again, it's quite whimsical. I really enjoy your writing style, and I like, you talked about the guardian elves, and I love how something about the guardian elves, they get taller or larger, and the witches maybe don't or something.
That's right. The guardian elf, yeah, he increases in size when he leaves the fairy lair. Belinda stays the same size, but, witches just get more wrinkles.
It's Belinda and the Fairy Lair, Book 1, written by Helen Orr. Again, we're celebrating great local authors. And now, have you had a reaction to this book from any readers out there? Because it's just available now, we should say.
That's right. And I'd love to hear from anybody who's read it. Some of my friends, you lean into those good comments when your friends are saying, oh, great stuff. So I'd love to hear from some of the younger readers too.
And so if they want to reach out, what's the best way to do that?
Well, my email is hmorr@live.ca, and that's probably the best way because I always check it, and you know, it's an easy way to get back to people.
And we should talk about the illustrator for the book as well, and because it is just chock full of full color illustrations right through the whole book here.
That was an interesting process, actually, because I'm not quite sure how some of these wonderful illustrators get started. I do have my favorites, and what the publishers asked me to do was send in some examples of something that I'd like.
Sure.
And so I did, and they came back with this illustrator, and is somebody that the publisher has picked out or has on their payroll, I guess. So then you have to write down a really detailed description of all the pictures, and they send back their draft copy, and you send back what you want changed. So it was a back and forth, and I really loved the color palette.
Oh, yeah. It's very striking right through the whole book. Belinda and the Fairy Lail, book one. Again, it'll be available, as you mentioned, through Amazon and, of course, also with Fanfare Books. Are you going to be planning a book signing down the road?
Well, we're going to have a book launch.
Book launch, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a book launch February 24th. From 1 to 3 at the Stratford Perth Museum. They have kindly, they're going to host that for me. And so we're going to go there and have some snacks and see some Belinda books. And I hope people will come and enjoy themselves.
Oh, I think they will. Again, what's the date again with Perth Museum?
It's February 24th, 1 to 3. And they have some beautiful trails around the outside there.
Yep, absolutely.
The museum is worth visiting at any time.
All right. Well, don't miss that. And of course, we'll share the details on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. But in the meantime, drop by Fanfare Books. Get your orders in for Belinda and the Fairy Lair, book one by Helen Orr. So when's the second book coming out?
Oh, well... I think they're hedging their bets. They want to see how the first book does, and then we'll see. But I've got 2 and 3 already written.
See, that's
the
thing.
I'm ready to go.
There you go. Congratulations on this, Helenor. Thanks so much for all the details. We wish you great success with these books.
Thank you very much, Jamie, and thanks for doing this local author focus. It's great for everybody in the community. Thanks so much.